As the 2015 Iditarod draws to a close, a promising group of young mushers are taking the reins as the race's top competitors. I'm Josh Edge.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, providing financial tools and resources for purchasing a home or planning for the future. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
The University of Alaska Southeast offers degree programs you won't find anywhere else, like the customizable BLA. Online or on campus, information at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by the University of Alaska Southeast.
About half of the Iditarod teams have crossed the finish line so far, with the rest spread out between Shaktulik and Nome. For decades, a few big-name mushers have dominated the Iditarod leaderboard, but after decades of racing, many of them are reconsidering their priorities. As Emily Schwing reports, professional mushing may be in the midst of a changing of the guard as a small group of young mushers start to post top finishing times.
When Wade Mars crossed the finish line of this year's Iditarod, he was covered in sweat and panting. He was trying for the fastest run time between safety and Nome.
The dogs just looked really good, and so we thought we'd do it for fun. Yeah.
The Iditarod Trail Committee gives an award for the fastest time between the race's final checkpoint and the finish line. As of Thursday evening, Mars was still holding on to the honor, having beat Nicholas Petit by 1 second. But in the future, the 24-year-old has loftier goals.
Hopefully one day we'll win this thing. But for now, we just keep improving. That's our main goal.
Mars is among a group of 20-somethings who are starting to show off what their dog teams can do. This year's champion, Dallas Seavey, is 27 years old. He's been working for the last 2 years to build the kind of dogs that can win regardless of trail conditions, weather, or musher error.
And this is kind of the beginning of that team. They're very young. So this is kind of the first team that pretty much everybody was born and raised in our kennel rather than the purchase dogs that we've been racing.
He's posted top five finishes the last 5 years in a row, but Seavey's success can't be credited solely to how he's raised his dogs. The animals he has purchased have come from champion kennels like Jeff King's.
I wrestled little Dallas Seavey when he was about 9 years old, and I'd pin him on the carpet and threaten to give him a noogie. The Seavey boys took my girls to the prom.
King's been racing dogs in the Iditarod for more than 3 decades. This year, he returned to try for a 5th championship, but midway through the race, he says he realized another win was unlikely.
Once first wasn't in reach, realistically, for my energy or my dogs and the rate I wanted to go, I felt very comfortable just cooking along. My next goal might be to see how many years I can make the top 10, and then maybe another decade of top 20s, I don't know.
At 59 years old, King is the oldest musher to finish among this year's top 10. But he's not the only longtime musher that's starting to realize just how hard it might be to keep up with competition that's decades younger.
I fall in the old school category now, sadly.
Allie Zirkel is 45 years old. She's run a team in every Iditarod for the last 15 years.
I don't have that 20-some energy. I don't have that 20-some drive. I have hopefully the savvies and the smart of a 45-year-old woman and the 20 years of education that I can still stay in front of these young bunks.
Many mushers have talked about reevaluating their priorities this year. Like the 2 years previous, Martin Boozer led the pack for the first half of the race, but in Huslia, he said he'd let his competitive nature get the best of him.
The dog team can't win. I've made enough mistakes in this race so far that I should just get to the finish line.
At the back of the pack, his 25-year-old son, Roan, is driving a team of puppies. But the older Boozer wonders whether it's a good idea for someone his son's age to pursue a career in competitive mushing.
If the new normal is glare eyes, bare ground, traveling 150 miles to run 50 miles by dog team and then drive home 150 miles by truck, if that's the new normal, he's smart enough to see that. And he's not the only competitive team in the up and coming ranks. Is it really worth spending 365, every penny, every hour, every bit of energy on just driving dogs?
But for guys like Wade Mars, doing anything else probably isn't an option.
We definitely are going to be with it for quite a while. So, you know, it just kind of depends. As long as we can continue to do good and have fun with it, then we'll keep doing it.
At the end of the Iditarod Trail, with help from Matt Smith at KNOM, I'm Emily Schwing in Nome.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.